time for Message in the Bottle. Eric Meehan of Bangor Wine and Cheese Company joins us. Hello, Eric.
Hi. So I confess, you mentioned this earlier, happy day of judgment. I didn't realize that this was the Judgment of Paris Day.
46 years ago today.
Yeah, it's incredible. And since you brought it up, I've been sort of ruminating on that and thought I might, because we have five Tuesdays in this month because it's a crazy month, I might sort of dwell on that and the lands that those wines came from. Anyway, I hope everybody out there as well. So the Judgment of Paris, just to remind everybody, was this, it was sort of a lark. It was a thing put together by a guy named Stephen Spurrier, who was not the football coach, as I always have to mention, although he's becoming... I seem to date myself every time I say that. Like, he hasn't been relevant in years. Stephen Spurrier was a British wine merchant, and he had a little shop right off what is sort of the Parisian Wall Street. And on the second floor of his shop, he had a wine school. Just a very sort of normal place where it was a very passionate guy and was really, really into very, very classic wine styles. I mean, it was not, today we have a lot of folks who are into this dynamic style of wine or this dynamic style of wine. Not so much Stephen. He was very much traditionalist. But he thought it might be kind of fun to put together a tasting, not just fun. I guess he's a passionate guy. So he put together a tasting in Paris with Parisian, I guess not strictly Parisian, but French judges. And it was a blind tasting, and it was essentially, and this is where this becomes kind of relevant because we've been talking about appellations and the concept of terroir. He was pitting Napa wines, not strictly Napa because some are sort of outside of that district, but Napa wines, Napa Chard and Napa Cab versus the great French versions of those things. However, the French versions of those things are Bordeaux red, and not strictly Bordeaux red, or not generally Bordeaux red, I should say, but strictly the reds of the Médoc, which are Cabernet Sauvignon heavy, because elsewhere in Bordeaux, you primarily find Merlot heavy wines, Cabernet Franc, other wines like this. But the white grape, the Chardonnay, came from Burgundy. So it was in itself this very, very odd sort of pitting of one, I don't want to say little swath of land, because Napa and its environs is not small, but it was kind of like, well, this is the best that I think California has to offer, but I haven't really traveled up and down it far enough, but this is what I'm going to throw at it. Whereas with France, the appellation system has already been well established, the reputations had already been well established, and so he was throwing some relative newcomers on the scene in terms of California wines, Napa wines, I guess, versus some extraordinarily established estates, and not only established estates, but he got to sort of pick and choose, like, I'm going to take my reds from this part of France and my whites from this part of France. And it just, I don't know, somehow in retrospect, it seems disingenuous. Because to remind everybody, the concept, the French concept of terroir is that no single thing can be grown in this place and then replicated in any other place, because the climate conditions, the soil conditions, everything is different. And of course, when you're talking about Bordeaux, which is a region centered on a couple of rivers right off the Atlantic Ocean, and then Burgundy, which is hills nestled off of a river valley far, far to the north and east of that location, I think terroir kind of goes out the window. Seems very odd to me. Excuse me. So to remind everybody, what ended up happening, of course, is that the wines of California that Steven Spurrier selected won. Again, this is a blind tasting, and infamously, one of the tasters, upon tasting a California Chardonnay, said, "Ah, finally back to France." And indeed, it was not back to France. So, to remind everyone, what were the winning wines? The Stag's Leap Wine Cellars Cabernet. Now, just quick asterisk here. There's Stag's Leap, and then there's Stag's Leap Wine Cellars. These are two different wineries, just in case you're ever shopping for wines from these famous wineries. But Stag's Leap Wine Cellars 1973 was the winner for the Reds. And the highest rated against it was the 1970 Chateau Mouton Rothschild. To put this in perspective today, and to show you how much the French don't care about our petty estimations of ourselves, Chateau Mouton Rothschild, I believe the futures just came out, and it's probably around $2,500 a bottle, whereas you can buy a bottle of Stag's Leap Wine Cellars Cab for, it's not cheap, but probably around $100 a bottle. So, as much as this tasting meant something, the French still won. The Chardonnay's Chateau Montelena, 73-1. It was compared against the number one wine, Meursault-Chaumes, from the Bordeaux, which is an extraordinarily well-known family in the Burgundy area. This is all to say what? I don't know exactly. We start to talk about, and we will be, you know, talking about where all these famous wines come from over the next 6 months. And this tasting really, really helped establish the fact that certain wines from certain areas were going to eventually cost you more. And indeed, today they do. And that may play into what we talk about over the next 6 months, about wines of value, places where maybe they didn't get the critical lauds, but the wines are every bit as good, and perhaps according to climate change, or owing to climate change, rather, they may be steals because of just a degree or two. Anyway, I'm sure I'm out of time. I hope everybody stays well, stays COVID-free. It's a wacky time indeed. Please don't hesitate to wear a mask in our store. We will be doing the same. And I'll talk to you all next week.
Stay clear of the monkeypox, too.
Yeah. You know, I hate to say it, because our dog just got diagnosed with anaplasmosis, even though I've never found a tick on her. This literally just happened before I came on but now it's monkeypox. Wow. I think we all need to become disease experts, and frankly, I'm not even that good at wine, so I fear for the future. But that all said, I do know wine well enough to happily sell you some, so come on into the store, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Eric. We'll see you next week.
All righty. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Eric Meehan from Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Message in the bottle every Tuesday here on Downtown.